CJNQ, and today we're talking with Isabel Bolek, and she is the principal of Richmond Regional High School. So welcome, Isabel.
Thank you.
Now, Hooked On School, that's what we're talking about this week. So Hooked On School, that time of the year again. So tell us about that, the activities at your school.
Well, first we wanted to make a big focus to this. We wanted to make sure the students understood the importance of it. So the first block, the beginning of the week, was homeroom teachers explaining to the students what was Hooked On School Days the whole week, what was going to happen during the week, why we were talking about staying in school. They shared information about the impact of dropout on students.
Mm-hmm.
And then we, of course, distributed the promotional material that was prepared by the Pré.
Mm-hmm.
And now, basically, this week, we've had all kinds of activities organized. We had somebody who works for the Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi.
Okay.
And also, mm-hmm. she's on a committee for the school and work balance.
Okay.
And she was organizing workshops for our students in secondary 4 and 5 to sensitize them about the number of hours that they work outside of the school, and to inform them of the program, the School to Work Balance program, to let them know that employers now can get a certification showing that they are ready to accommodate our students when they have exams, to ensure that they don't give them too many hours when they are at school so that it doesn't have a negative impact on their academic success.
Mm-hmm.
So she was introducing the subject with our students in that way through a workshop.
Yeah, that's excellent, because I think that there probably are a lot of students who have part-time jobs outside their school.
There are, and our teachers of secondary 4 and 5 were really, really keen to welcome, it was Mrs. Carmen and Graham coming, they were really keen to welcome her into their classroom because they see the impact.
Mm-hmm.
They see how students sometimes will work late and come back the next day, and, you know, they're not at their 100% to perform at school
mm-hmm.
when that happens. So they were very happy to have Mrs. Ingram come in and give the workshops. We also have our math department that prepared math puzzles.
Okay.
And students that were able to resolve the puzzles were getting, as an answer to the puzzle, a message about perseverance, about staying in school, something
okay.
to encourage
mm-hmm.
them.
That's the message, perseverance, I guess. That's the overall theme for every Hooked On school year.
That's right. We had teachers organize assignments for our students where they were presenting to another class why should we stay at school, so present a PowerPoint presentation on that. In the physical education classes, the students were talking about how certain athletes, thanks to their sports, were able to stay in school.
That's an important message, too.
Yeah, and how the sports really kept some people at school and helped them to get their diploma.
That's wonderful. Okay.
So that's something else that was done and is still getting done. Oh boy, there's a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm sure I'm forgetting a few. In French classes, our senior students were writing a message to the younger students about staying in school, and of course, all through the French second language course, the message had to be written in French. So always staying in line with the curriculum content.
Okay, I think that's important too, because they're so influenced, the younger students, by the older students.
That's right.
That's wonderful. And with teenagers, with the high school, it's more important to get that message out, to be hooked on school.
Yes.
Okay.
We welcomed the Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi here. They had a booth table at lunch hour in the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
So they were giving information about their services and about what to do to stay in school, which employer to go to, how many hours should you work.
Good messages. Do you think that helps the drop rate? I know the dropout rate is down as far as Eastern Township's school board students are concerned.
Well, the sensitization is just one little drop.
It is, but it's an important drop. Yeah.
It's important, but I think what is most important is that the message needs to be shared every day.
It does.
And yes, it's good to have a Hooked on School Days week, but at the same time, it's just to show how important it is to us and so that we keep repeating that message every single day to our students, give them encouraging message. We had a student prepare a video that she shared with our teachers, and now our teachers are showing to their students. And it's all about encouragement, self-esteem, which plays also a big role in feeling good and staying in school.
It does, yeah. So important. Such an important message, too, for the parents and for the community to spread some positive reinforcement to the students, too, instead
That's
of criticism.
Right. Actually, I took the opportunity last week. We had our parent-teacher interview evening, and I had postcards, some of the promotional material prepared by the Pré. I had postcards ready, and I was distributing, and a lot of the parents, they really appreciated. I was distributing the postcards to the parents, telling them, now that you've spoken to your son or your daughter's teachers, mm-hmm. and you're going back home, can you please take this postcard and write a message to your child? Leave it in their lunchbox or on their bed or whenever during the Hooked on School Days week so that they know that, you know, it's not only the school, but the message also comes from all around, and that their parents really care about them staying in school too.
That's such an important message, and yeah. Such a message that often parents overlook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some great ideas, and I imagine a lot of enthusiasm too with the students.
Oh, yes.
That's so important. Great. And you're wearing the badges?
Ribbon.
The ribbon?
Of course.
Okay, of green and white. And just to remind our listeners, would you like to explain the green and the white? Green signifies the students, the youth, and the white is the community. So it's the students and the community coming together?
Yes.
Okay, such an important message. Okay. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Isabel?
I don't think so. I've given you a list of some activities done. There's others that are not specifically targeting school perseverance, but that are encouraging students to stay in school. So yes, we do have other activities organized this week. We had an author come in mm-hmm. that spoke to our level four. So it's just about having activities that really are meaningful to our students so that they are encouraged to stay in school.
Wonderful. Encouraging mm-hmm. students to stay in school. Well, we thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.